Hi, this is Dr. Annie Rohr with another podcast bite of Even Psychologists Lose Their Shit. So what's coming up for me these days is all of my clients and patients and, well, friends and colleagues, everybody I know, including myself, is kind of going through this space where they're like, I don't feel that great. I mean, it's the goings on of the world and maybe a lot of other things, but there's this general feeling of, you know, in my generation, it was blah or the blahs or whatever. And in the new generation, it's meh. So whatever feeling you have to describe this kind of, I don't know, it's not quite stuck. It's just like this not feeling motivated, not feeling happy feeling. And I brought it up before, and there's a couple things we can do. But the reason why it's coming up for me is the best thing that you can do for this, the absolute best thing you can do for this feeling, is to shake it up a little bit. So I talk a lot about movement and moving stuck energy. In this case, I'm talking about actually doing something very different. So you look at your routine, you look at your life, you look at what you've done, and I just want you to take tiny little different steps. So brush your teeth with the other hand. I know that sounds crazy, but guess what happens? You're waking up the other side of your brain and you create a right and left connection, which is important. Brain gym. Another thing is sleeping on the other side of the bed feels really uncomfortable. I can't even stand it. So lay there for a little while. Or instead of waking up and doing the exact same thing that you always do, do 10 squats. Whatever. Just add in this tiny little change to shake things up. So brain gym is when you kind of wake up the right and left connection, and you increase water. So obviously increase water and stay dehydrated. It's hot these days. But what you can do is this little simple marching step where you put your elbow to the opposite knee, elbow to opposite knee, and just do that a couple times, a few times a day, and you will start noticing a difference, a more sharpness. But change things up. So another way to change things up, so you could go small, you could go try a new restaurant, or that's big sometimes, depending on what you think. You can, like I said, brushing teeth with the opposite hand. You grab a piece of paper and write or draw with the opposite hand. That's very, very helpful to kind of wake yourself up. Looking at what you do every day, just kind of make it a little opposite. It's kind of fun. Eating with the opposite hand, or eating with your hand instead of your utensils, just anything to change it up. Try a new show. Stop watching the shows that you're watching for a little while. Give yourself maybe a day break from social media. I prefer a little more, but it's getting harder. Go for a walk without your cell phone. All these little tiny steps. Actually do something. They make your brain go, wait, what's happening? And it creates endorphins. It creates curiosity. And again, right-left brain connection. That makes us a little more perky. And it sort of kind of jazzes up that meh feeling, sort of squashes it here and there. And all we need is little moments of this, one different thing a day. And be funny about it. I remember when I did this, every day I would do something with a different hand. I'd brush my hair with the wrong hand. You know, just little things. I would try to write with the opposite hand. When you're going upstairs, shift which leg that you go up the stairs with. Skip instead of walk. Just little tiny things. Changing it up is what life's all about. Okay, so here's the story that goes along with this. My toddler never, I shouldn't say never, it's not very kind, but usually never does, wants to go on a walk with me and my husband or me. And I love to be outside. I actually get migraines if I stay inside too long. So I need to go outside a lot and very frequently. And she's kind of in this, I want to stay home and be home and not leave the house phase. So yesterday I was trying so hard to get her to leave, and I was able to convince her to go on this walk with me by telling her we were going to take a different walk. And guess what we did? Now, my anxiety, life, habit, I don't know. I've never really walked across the street with her on the other, I mean, I've walked across a street, but the street where we live, I always walk on one side. I don't walk on the other side of the street. And that day, yesterday, we walked across the street and walked the other side of the street and took our usual walk, but we did it on the other side. Now, here's what happened. The whole time, my toddler's going, "Wow, this is fun. Look at that tree. Look at that bird." And you know what's amazing is I felt like it was fun too. It was a totally different perspective. Now here's more interesting. She walked more. She didn't want to be carried as much. She was excited. And we actually walked about 7 or 8 minutes longer than we've ever walked before. We got way further. And I wasn't worried about her. I didn't think she was going to have a fit or I'd have to carry her back or anything. She was truthfully having a lot of fun. And we were too. And it was kind of funny because we started taking photos and, you know, it's just the sign of the times. We're like, we passed a little waterfall and we thought, oh, let's take a picture by this little waterfall. And it's like a little tiny little waterfall from some apartment. And to us, it was like going to Vegas, you know, in front of the Bellagio fountains, because, you know, it was like such a change and such a difference. And look what our family outing did. And she was happy and we were happy and we saw a new perspective, both physically and metaphorically. So that's what I'm wanting to, you know, bring up here. Walk on the other side of the street. See a new perspective. Do things in a different way. That's how you sort of get rid of this blah meh feeling. You just make a few changes. Let me know what kinds of things you'll do differently. I do recommend changing it up regularly. Even the tiniest thing. And it'll change your perspective. Okay, so wishing you well on your journey, hoping you'll change your perspective a little bit. And oh, the funniest thing was when I was walking with my husband on the other side of the street, I looked at him and I said, "This feels so weird." And my toddler's like, "This is so fun." And I'm like, "This feels so weird. This is like sleeping on the other side of the bed." Feels awkward at first. But anyway, it was a good day. And she asked to go for that same walk today. So change it up, folks. Wishing you a different perspective and a happy one. Thank you.